Significance of Matrikaraka in various houses focusing on emotional well-being. The placement of Matrikaraka in different houses of the Navamsha chart deeply influences a person's emotional well-being. It reflects how the native's emotional foundation is shaped by maternal influence and how stable or vulnerable they are when dealing with life's emotional challenges. Let's explore how Matrikaraka operates in various houses, focusing specifically on emotional well-being. Matrikaraka in the first house. When Matrikaraka is in the first house, emotional well-being is closely tied to the native's sense of self and identity. The person draws emotional strength from their own inner resources and is likely to have a strong emotional foundation. A well-placed Matrikaraka indicates a confident and emotionally balanced individual, while an afflicted placement may lead to emotional insecurity or difficulties in establishing self-worth, making it harder for the native to cope with emotional challenges. Matrikaraka in the second house. Matrikaraka in the second house links emotional well-being to family, finances, and material possessions. The native finds emotional security through stable family relationships and financial well-being. A strong Matrikaraka in this house brings a sense of emotional stability rooted in family traditions and material comfort. If afflicted, the native may struggle with emotional insecurity related to family disputes or financial instability, making them feel emotionally vulnerable. Matrikaraka in the third house. In the third house, emotional well-being is connected to communication, learning, and relationships with siblings. The native may feel emotionally balanced when they are able to express themselves clearly and maintain harmonious relationships with those close to them. A strong Matrikaraka in this house enables the native to find emotional satisfaction in intellectual pursuits and communication. If afflicted, the native may struggle with emotional instability due to conflicts with siblings or difficulties in expressing their feelings effectively. Matrikaraka in the fourth house. The fourth house is the natural house of emotional security, making Matrikaraka in this position highly significant for emotional well-being. The native's emotional foundation is deeply tied to their home environment and relationship with the mother. A well-placed Matrikaraka here ensures a stable and nurturing emotional life where the native feels secure and emotionally grounded. If afflicted, however, the native may experience emotional turbulence, difficulties in finding peace at home, or unresolved emotional issues stemming from their relationship with their mother. Matrikaraka in the fifth house. In the fifth house, emotional well-being is connected to creativity, intellectual pursuits, and relationships with children. The native feels emotionally fulfilled through creative expression and intellectual stimulation. A well-placed Matrikaraka in this house allows the native to maintain emotional balance by engaging in activities that stimulate their mind and creativity. If afflicted, the native may experience emotional dissatisfaction, particularly in their creative endeavors or relationships with children, leading to frustration and emotional instability. Matrikaraka in the sixth house. Matrikaraka in the sixth house links emotional well-being to health, service, and daily routines. The native finds emotional balance by maintaining good health and serving others. A strong Matrikaraka here suggests that the native feels emotionally stable when they are productive and helpful to others, often finding peace in routine and structure. An afflicted Matrikaraka, however, may lead to emotional stress due to health issues or conflicts in daily life, making it difficult for the native to maintain emotional balance. Matrikaraka in the seventh house. In the seventh house, emotional well-being is closely tied to partnerships and intimate relationships. The native finds emotional security through harmonious relationships with their spouse or partner. A strong Matrikaraka here indicates that the native's emotional well-being is well supported by a stable and nurturing partnership. However, if Matrikaraka is afflicted, the native may face emotional instability due to relationship conflicts or dependency on their partner for emotional validation, making it hard to maintain personal emotional balance. Matrikaraka in the eighth house. Matrikaraka in the eighth house connects emotional well-being to deep emotional experiences, transformation, and shared resources. The native's emotional balance is often tested through periods of emotional intensity or significant life changes. A strong Matrikaraka allows the native to navigate emotional upheavals with resilience, finding emotional growth through transformation. If afflicted, the native may struggle with emotional turmoil, fear of loss, or challenges in dealing with shared resources, leading to emotional instability and vulnerability. Matrikaraka in the ninth house. In the ninth house, emotional well-being is linked to spirituality, higher learning, and travel. The native finds emotional fulfillment by exploring spiritual beliefs or engaging in intellectual pursuits. A strong Matrikaraka in this house allows the native to maintain emotional balance by seeking wisdom and understanding through life's experiences. If afflicted, the native may struggle to find emotional security through spiritual or philosophical avenues, leading to emotional confusion or restlessness. Matrikaraka in the 10th house. Matrikaraka in the 10th house ties emotional well-being to career, public life, and reputation. The native feels emotionally secure when they achieve recognition and success in their professional life. A well-placed Matrikaraka here ensures that the native maintains emotional stability through their career accomplishments. If afflicted, the native may face emotional struggles due to career-related stress or public scrutiny, making it difficult for them to feel emotionally fulfilled or secure in their public role. Matrikaraka in the 11th house. In the 11th house, emotional well-being is connected to social networks, friendships, and aspirations. The native feels emotionally secure when they are surrounded by a supportive social circle and are able to achieve their goals. A strong Matrikaraka in this house suggests that the native maintains emotional balance through meaningful friendships and community involvement. If afflicted, the native may experience emotional instability due to conflicts with friends or difficulties in achieving long-term aspirations, leading to feelings of isolation or disappointment. Matrikaraka in the 12th house. Matrikaraka in the 12th house ties emotional well-being to solitude, spirituality, and introspection. The native finds emotional peace through isolation, spiritual practices, or retreating from the external world. A well-placed Matrikaraka in this house allows the native to maintain emotional balance through introspection and spiritual growth. However, if afflicted, the native may experience emotional struggles related to feelings of abandonment or loneliness, making it difficult to achieve emotional peace and balance. Conclusion. The placement of Matrikaraka in the Navamsha chart reveals how maternal influence and life circumstances shape the native's emotional well-being. Whether through family, relationships, career, or spirituality, this placement highlights the sources of emotional strength or vulnerability, helping us understand how the native navigates emotional challenges and maintains stability.